This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
An incredible moment of clarity has emerged from a college professor who taught a science class announcing to his students that female students would get an extra grade boost that they did not earn, and that this was being done in order to, quote, help women compete with men in the sciences. Or that's a close paraphrase to what he said. Now, I'm not going to name the university or the professor here because that's not important. What's important is that this is standard operating practice among liberals, and it shows that liberals believe that, in their view, women are too stupid to compete with men in the sciences. And that's, you know, that's a nonsense idea, of course. Plenty of women are very, very capable in the sciences. In fact, you might argue that they're more capable in the sciences. I believe there are more women now graduating with degrees in science and chemistry and biology than men in the United States. And in my lab, CWC Labs, my resident chemist is a woman. And she's smarter than almost all the men that I know. And she and I work out the organic chemistry problems and dilutions and analyte, locating analytes on mass spec runs and chromatography and things like that. She's super bright. And she wouldn't want to be given a grade that she didn't earn, because she earned her way into science by actually, you know, doing the work and being smart and acing the tests and so on. But you see, liberals believe, this is a common liberal narrative. Liberals think that women are stupid. Liberals think that black people are stupid, and that blacks and women have to be given grades that they didn't earn in order to somehow move them up in the world to compete against, I guess, men and white people. This is, of course, an insult to women, and it's an insult to African Americans, and yet this is what liberals do all the time. Liberals say that women are stupid, that women can't do science, they say. It's the liberals that say that black people are too stupid to compete with white people, and thus black people, they say, have to have all these extra bonuses and so on. This is the insult to minorities by leftists. Because you see, it's conservatives and libertarians that say, hey, the whole system should just be merit-based. Whoever's the most qualified gets the grade or gets the job. And anybody can earn that, regardless of your skin color, regardless of your religion, regardless of your sexual orientation. You know, I mean, I feel the same way. It's like, in my science lab, if I have a position open and I'm trying to hire a mass spec operator, and if the best person, the smartest person who can run that mass spec instrument and analyze the results, if that person happens to be, I don't know, let's just say a half African American, half Native American, transgender atheist, am I going to hire that person? You bet I am, because they're the most qualified, and I need someone who can run the instrument intelligently, which, by the way, it's hard to find people who can do that. I've seen PhDs that are dumb as crap. I mean, seriously, it's hard to find people who have any brains at all. And just surviving academia long enough for some stupid professor to give you a PhD, that doesn't mean anything. I've met tons of PhDs that are dumb as crap. And that's being generous, by the way. But that's beside the point. But if you wonder how that happens, it's because of liberal professors like the one I'm describing here that want to give women extra grades that they didn't earn. And that makes me wonder, you know, 20 years down the road, let's say that it's an African-American woman in particular that's given all these extra grades. So actually is a D student, but is given A's, okay? And then they graduate with A's, and then they get a job based on, let's say, another form of affirmative action. They're hired because they're a black female. And so they're given this job that really, let's say, they're not qualified for because they didn't do the work, they didn't get the grades, but they were given all these extra grades by the college professor, which really disincentivized them from doing the work. I mean, maybe this black woman actually is capable of doing it, and she is super smart, but she She got lazy because she realized the professor is going to give her A's anyway, because she's a black woman, let's say, in this thought experiment. And then one day she gets hired to work on a rocket ship for NASA, you know, maybe some future space shuttle. And she's in charge of, oh, I don't know, let's say the O-rings on the fuel modules that connect to the space shuttle. And then one day the space shuttle launches and it goes up into the air for about 30 seconds and then it explodes. Blows up $1 billion worth of hardware and 7 astronauts. And they trace it back to the O-rings, and the quality control person was this, let's say, black woman who turns out isn't qualified for the job, but she was put there because of affirmative action. I gotta say, is this called science? Is science now dependent on the skin color of the person and not the merit of the person, or the gender of the person and not the merit of the person? See, this is what liberals believe. And this is why when liberals run government, government becomes incompetent and stupid. Everything that's run by liberals is run into the ground, whether it's a city, a state like California, or government, because liberals don't believe that anybody should have to earn anything. They believe in punishing, actually, the most qualified person if they're a male or if they're Caucasian. And at the same time, bringing in sometimes the least qualified person just because they happen to fit some politicized narrative of wanting to push minorities or women or gays or transgenders. I mean, how many transgenders is Google hiring now just to have transgenders on the staff who can't do any actual code? If you wonder why Google's search engine results look increasingly horrific and irrelevant, it's because Google's hiring all the stupid people who just happen to fit the narratives. Oh, this person is that. This person fits this checkbox. Oh, check off that box. It's politically correct, but can they program? No, they can't really program, but boy, they sure do fit all these other boxes. So let's hire them. Oh, you mean they're a code moron, but they happen to have the right color for the office. Oh, yeah, so hire that person. That's why Google is imploding. And that's why they're being sued, by the way, by more qualified people like, what's his name, James Damore, who got fired for having conservative ideas, even though he was highly qualified as a programmer, you see. Everything liberals run, they run it into the ground because they don't believe in merit. They don't believe that people should compete on merit. And by the way, if this college professor was saying you're going to give extra grades to the women in the class, what does that even mean anyway? Because liberals don't believe there's such a thing as a woman or a man. They believe in gender fluidity. So then can a man, you know, a young male student walk up to the professor and say, today I identify as a woman, give me an A. Is the professor going to give them an A? You see what I mean? It the whole thing just breaks down into total left-wing lunacy, which is, of course, what Democrats stand for, is absolute mass mental illness, derangement, lunacy. You know, even they don't even believe in the definitions of a man or a woman. In places like New York and California and Canada, and even in the UK, they're outlawing the terms mother and father on government forms. And in places like Oregon, I believe, or maybe it's Washington State, they're even allowing children to be born with no gender designation to be decided later by the parents. What? Yeah, that's liberalism. That's a bunch of morons. That's a bunch of libtards. And they think that they are pursuing equality. What they're pursuing is incompetence and idiocy and mass mental illness. You see, real equality should mean equal opportunity if you apply yourself. You have an opportunity to earn a good grade, to get a good job, but you got to earn it. You don't just have it given to you because you have a vagina or because your skin is dark pigments or maybe a combination of both. But that's what liberals believe, and that's why liberals are incredibly stupid, and that's why everything liberals run gets destroyed, because they will put the most incompetent person at the top of the job as long as they fit the right boxes of political correctness. And that's just the flat-out truth that you won't hear anywhere else, and this is why you should vote against Democrats at every opportunity, at every election. because they will rule over you with incompetent morons who were given extra grades and were given opportunities that they do not deserve and did not earn. That's the truth. And what I believe, to reiterate, is the most qualified person should get the job, regardless of their skin color, religion, sexual orientation, country of origin, foreign language, accent, whatever, you name it. I don't discriminate against anybody based on those things. What I do is take the person who's the best qualified for the job, and that idea is abhorrent to liberals. They hate that idea. They hate that someone should earn their way to a position of authority. They think that it should be given to people who don't deserve it. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Watch my new show, Counterthink. It's at counterthink.com. I'm also launching Reel.video, which is the free speech alternative to YouTube. You can have a video channel there too for free. Go to Reel.video and check it out. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab-tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.